Blog Talk Radio.
Counterfeit, normal motherfucker, so proud of the innocence. Forever in this bitch, fucking with the dead, with invisible X's in the middle of her forehead. What would you call her? Acting like you don't know in the midst of the twisted serial killer juggalos. We stay different. I guess different minds think alike. We the children of the night. What? You don't wanna fight.
That's right.
Cause if it gets this way, and this will be more than feelings hurt up in here tonight.
Yeah.
That's what it's like when you're fucking with us, and then you get fucked up, and shit is oh so serious. Don't even speak on us. Now I know that everyone got their own personal reason for hating us.
Hey.
But I don't care, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Try strange, deranged, divine, and
different.
I'm different.
I'm not like you.
I'm like you.
I'm
different.
Not like fucking with both of you.
I'm different.
I come from the dark side.
I'm different.
I've seen the dead come alive.
I'm different.
Of the world cause of my act. The trips out rap and the bug that's contact.
What?
Not normal, nothing in comparison. Stop running, bitch, you's embarrassing. Separated from the rest at birth, and the blood in my veins is cursed.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the earth, represented by killers and juggalos, and all that don't know to die.
Yeah.
Like some dumb hoes.
Yeah.
My contagious mind state spreads quicker than the cold in most states, and I hope you both hate.
Hey,
ain't stop what you can't see. I'm slipping in through your back, though, tying up your family. Unexpected and unexplained, I'm underground.
I'm in.
People gonna talk the talk, but I'ma walk the walk and even draw the chalk.
Yeah.
I'm not like you.
I'm
like fucking with you.
I'm different.
I come from the dark side.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for June the 4th, 2013. Your host, Wayne Benitez Jack. We got a guest for all you Wrestling It Factor fans out there. We got women's wrestler Amanda, the Bloodthirsty Vixen.
Hey.
How's everything going?
What was that?
How's everything going?
Oh, everything is well. How are you?
Good. All good.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Yeah, it's an honor.
So what's going on, yo?
Yeah, you've been here. You've been right now in L.A. I'm doing a few other shows.
You know what?
Right.
I was just in L.A. for the Santino Weekly Showcase show that they have going on every Thursday. So let me plug that in while we're at it. If you guys want to watch, it's Thursday night, 8:30. If you guys are not in the L.A. area, because it's located in Bell Gardens, you guys can watch it live. It's a $10 donation. Go to www.santinobros.net for more info on that. If you guys are not able to make it live, say you guys are in China, say you guys are elsewhere on this green planet, go ahead and tune in over on Ustream, which is ustream.com/channel/wrestling-weekly. So it's wrestling-weekly for the Santino Bros Pro Wrestling Weekly show. Awesome. It's fun. I was just there this past Thursday. I was taking on Shelly Martinez for the first time, which was something else. Awesome experience. Couldn't have gone better. Got to do the main event with her, and we tore the house down. It was one for the books. Let me tell you that right now. It was off the chain. So that's every Thursday. I'm not going to be there every Thursday, but I will be on Ustream watching. So you guys can join me every week and we can chat. We can talk about what's going on in the ring, or we can talk about anything else. But just join me Thursday. Every Thursday I will be on the Ustream channel chatting with fans and talking about what's going on in the ring, because this show is off the hook. And when do you ever get to see wrestling on Thursday night that's actual live independent wrestling? Hardly never, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you guys got to tune in. It's hilarious. It's fun. It's hard-hitting. It's old school. They just had Bill Anderson there a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, you never know who's going to be there next. You never know who's going to show up. So it's a really cool show. It's fun. And, it's you know, the Santinos are always great people to be around.
And that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. What got you started in pro wrestling?
I'm sorry?
What got you started in the business?
Like pretty much a lot of people, they all started watching. I started watching wrestling. I would like to say I'm a late bloomer. I didn't start till probably a little later in my years. I was about 17. It was the night that Lita debuted with Esa Reels, which was jacked. But I actually got hooked, and I had to watch it. I couldn't miss a day ever since that night. Before then, I would like catch Ivory, you know, the women of wrestling, of course, Ivory, China. The guys didn't really do much for me. I don't know why. I was just more into watching the girls in the ring, and you know, the girls weren't that good as they are now, or as they were, you know, during the peak times when Trish, Lita, you know, Jack and Ivory were running shit. But, I mean, I just liked to see the girls. I was just into watching women wrestle and the drama, the facial reactions. I wanted to watch every week after I seen Lita and got hooked. Then I started to want to wrestle. I just didn't know how to pursue it. I didn't know anything about wrestling. I just thought you just presented yourself to WWF at the time, WWE now, presented yourself, you know, to them, and they would just make you a wrestler. That's what I thought. That's how I thought it happened. Then I seen, well, ECW then came back, and then I seen Shelly Martinez as Ariel, and I was like, whoa, this chick looks badass. I haven't seen a goth chick like that since Luna, right? So
right.
I was like, damn, you know, like, I want that bitch's look. I started to want to be a wrestler. I got really hooked on it. I wanted to be Kane's manager, you know, valet, whatever, with Shelly Martinez look. So I was like, fuck, damn, I have got to get in the game ASAP. You know, like, why am I lagging? So I ended up making it this MySpace page, and I was very vocal about wanting to pursue wrestling, and some random person hit me up that had connections with people in the business, and he was telling me how they run shows and if I was interested and you know, and working shows. And I was like, dude, like, I don't have any experience in wrestling, but I would totally love to, you know, just start, you know, make my way in. So they ran shows here and there, and I was, you know, doing valet work. I wanted to get in the ring, but it just didn't happen. It didn't happen the way I wanted to. So I stopped doing these little shows with these people that I was doing stuff with, and I ended up disappearing, and I signed up with the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy in 2008 in June. One of the students there, well, his name is Mike Impact, hit me up on MySpace and was telling me about the school, and it's local. It was in Norwalk, California, and I was located in Long Beach at the time. So that was like 15 minutes away. So I was like, dude, I'm going to check this place out. I contacted them. I ended up talking to Sylvia Jezebel Romo. And, you know, I was very, 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 very scared to just talk to her over the phone, because I wanted to be very, very open with her about what I am and who I am. She was very awesome about it. I told her that I was transgender, and she was like, well, if nobody here likes it, they can train elsewhere. So with her saying that just totally won me over. I was like, this is where I'm going to go. This is where I'm going to get my calls into this place, and I'm going to stick here. I'm going to do what I got to do to get in the business through them. I did my research on the trainers, and of course I already knew Chaos from XPW, and doing my research in wrestling, when I got hooked, I wanted to know more and learn more. I started watching WSX on MTV, and I got, you know, I pretty much got introduced to a lot of the guys from California to WSX while watching them. So when I came into the Santino School for an orientation, it was, you know, it was, I would say, a good handful of people that came in for orientation, but not many of us signed up. It was actually just me and probably two other students. And then as time went on, then more students started to sign up. So then the class that I was in was probably down to 12 or 14 students. Little by little, they all started disappearing. Little by little, it was just like one less, two less, three less, and it was just down to two, which was me and Seville Alvarez. It was just us two, and I guess you can say we advanced, so they moved us on to the first class, which was pretty cool. Felt really good to actually to get put with the first class, because those boys, the first class, let me tell you, those boys are tough now, but they were tough as shit. I don't know how the Santinos, how they train their students today that haven't been back in a while. So, but, I mean, it, for me, like, when I was training, it was tough, dude. It was really, really tough. It was not easy. It was, you fucked up a spot, or you fucked something up, or you weren't doing the push-up right or squat right, like, you'd get your ass handed to you times 10. Like, it was not a joke. But, I mean, just Lita, the ladies of wrestling, you know, that's what got me hooked into wrestling. That's what made me want to pursue wrestling. So I ended up, you know, pursuing it through the Santino brothers, which totally paid off. It was, you know, what was the best choice I could have made coming into the business. There are several schools in California that are really, 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 really good or have a history of developing WWE talent. But Santino's is where it was at for me, at least. I like the old school style of hard hitting training, and you know, it's just boot camp style. I'm, you know, doing push ups on the hot ass fucking floor. You know, it was what I wanted. I needed that kind of treatment in my life, because I didn't have any kind of discipline really much growing up, since I didn't have parents. So that discipline that the Santinos, you know, that they give while they train was perfect for me. It made me respect myself in a different way, and it also helped me stand up for what I believe in. Because before I was going to the Santino school, I was, I don't even know what the fuck was I going through. I was actually on drugs. I was a meth addict. I had nothing going for myself. Got my shit together. I ended up signing up for the Santino school, and I started to pursue this wrestling career. To see, you know, I just want to know how far would I make it. And honestly, I think I've made it pretty far. I'm not in WWE or I'm not in TNA. But I'm fucking having a good time traveling, making a lot of friends. Well, not friends, but meeting a lot of people. You know, meeting a lot of awesome people, because I've met some fucking awesome people. And the Santinos being some, the Martinez girls being another. You know, there's just so many people that I've met that are so, so, so cool that I personally wish I can have in my personal life, and, you know, be around them every day. But that's just how I got into the business, is through the Santinos. You know, Chaos trained me, Supreme trained me, DC Killer, Robbie Phoenix, the Hardcore Homo Angel, Steve Payne. Oh my God, along with, you know, a slew of guest trainers like Aaron Aguilera. Oh my God, I can just go on and on and on and on and on. But I mean, I've got my ass beat a few times, and it's been great, dude. It's been awesome. I wouldn't change anything so far. I really wouldn't.
Yes, that's how wrestling school is. They give you those sessions to pay your dues and everything, and it's going to feel pain.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, paying your dues consists of, like, you know, setting up rings, tearing down rings, you know, selling merch, flyering for the school, flyering for shows, promoting everywhere and anywhere you can. I worked security for a wrestler reunion a couple years ago, which was awesome. I got to meet a lot of people. I also got to meet Esser Rios through that, doing that, and I was actually able to be his personal security guard, quote, quote, while he was doing signings. I got to sit next to him, and I got to pick his brain. So, I mean, everything I've done so far, dude, like paying dues-wise, totally worth it. I still do whatever I can. You know, if I'm at a show, I'll try to set up a ring, or I'll set up chairs. I'll do what I can to help out, you know, because, you know, it takes everybody to run a show. You know, it's not, I'm not a superstar. I don't act like a superstar. I don't want to be a superstar. I know I'm a star, period. I'm a bad bitch. But, I mean, it just, paying your dues, you know, it will take you, it will guarantee take you along, you know, pretty far. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. So for all you green people out there that are listening, pay your fucking dues. I'm serious, guys. Paying dues is gonna get you respect. Because if you think you're gonna make it far in the business without paying dues, without shaking people's hands, it's not gonna work. You're just gonna get blacklisted, and ain't nobody gonna pay attention to you, or no one's gonna want you around. So shaking hands, paying dues are a must in pro wrestling. Are a must. Training, a must. Constant training, nonstop.
Yeah, that's what's up. Everyone, pay your motherfucking dues and stop acting like a bitch.
Yeah, nobody owes you anything. Nobody in this business owes you anything. You owe it to yourself to pay your dues and to train every week. If you want to be respected as a professional wrestler, then you better take care of business. Take care of business, because if you don't take care of business, business will take care of you, and you're just gonna end up being bitter. You're gonna be pissed off that you're not doing shows, and everybody around you that you came up in the business with is doing shows. You know, you're just going to be left out. I like to call them the rejects, because, you know, we've had a few of those, you know, like a few of those, you know, at the Sentinel School that end up leaving, you know, their sour apples, and next, you know, everybody else doing shows with them. And you know, I know that they feel pretty down about it, but it's their fault. It's nobody's fault but theirs. You know, they're the ones that fell off the wagon. So, you know, just for anybody out there, just make sure you're on top of your game and pay your dues and train and just pick everybody's brain. Everybody, veterans, newcomers, just pick everybody's brain and learn what you can from anybody. Because you can always learn from someone new to someone, you know, that's been in the business for a very long, long time. There's always something to learn from everybody, if it's regarding wrestling or regarding just life, period. You know, there's going to always be something, because there's so many different type of people in pro wrestling, so many from all over the world, different corners of the world, you know, so you can always learn something from somebody.
Yes, you've been doing hardcore death matches also, and the indie circuit also.
Yes, I have. I haven't done anything like really, really hardcore. I just had I actually kind of like had a little hardcore match with Shelly on Thursday. You know, there was a couple chairs involved, but not necessarily, you know, brutal on straight hardcore deathmatch status. But yeah, I kind of tampered a little bit with that side of wrestling, which I've always wanted to, or not, I didn't always want to, but I wanted to since I was being trained by Lily. No, bad girl. No, you can't do that. So, being trained by Angel and by Supreme made me curious, you know, because after training, I would go home and Google Supreme, Angel, Chaos, you know, and learn more about them and stuff. And I ended up learning a lot more, and seeing videos of Angel and Supreme, like, being thrown off a fucking scaffold that's, like, super high, and all these explosions and all this cool crap, you know, like, it's fucking awesome. I was like, you know what, I want to try that. I want to eventually try that. I think I can. I think I'm a tough girl. But I didn't, coming into the business, I didn't think I would ever try anything like that. I just wanted to learn how to do a moonsault, and I just wanted to learn how to wrestle. That was it. But being trained by them, I was like, you know what, I think I'm tough enough. You know, I get clocked in the face by Supreme on a weekly basis, so I think I can get hit in the head with a chair. You know, I think I can take barbed wire. I think you can take thumbtacks. It's a piece of cake. It's not that, you know, it's not hard. So I ended up getting this spot when XPW, the 10th year anniversary, they had a show out in Hollywood, and I got this spot with Angel, where I came out with him as his valet, and I was able to do a couple spots, which, cool experiences, but if I could go back, I would go back and probably do it all over again, just because I wasn't too happy with my performance. Honestly, I was shocked, and I was fucking terrified after their first table spot that I did. It kind of fucked up, and then I did a moonsault. I fucked up the moonsault and landed on my head, nearly broke my neck. I'm not sure exactly what move was it where I fucked up my shoulder. I got I can't remember the damn tear. I got a tear on my shoulder. So I was pretty much out for a couple weeks. But, I mean, the tear bothers me every now and then, but it's not something that's keeping me on the shelf or anything like that. So I can't really afford surgery right now for it, so I'm just going to wait and chill, you know, till later on and whatnot. But anyway, I got to do these spots, these cool spots at XPWX, which made me hungry, dude. And this is actually how I came up with the Bloodthirsty Vixen, the whole Bloodthirsty Vixen name. The persona was because after I got a taste of that hardcore stuff, I wanted more. I wanted to learn more. I felt like it was just the beginning. And it took about a year and a half for me to actually get an actual hardcore match. So I was like, you know what? I'm the Bloodthirsty Vixen. I want blood. I want to be a little more hardcore. I want to join, you know, I want to venture into that side of wrestling, which people were telling me not to. They're like, no, it's not good. But the people that are saying this are people who just don't believe in hardcore wrestling, who are just totally into grappling and whatnot. So, you know, everybody has their own cup of tea, which is pretty cool, you know, but I personally want to try a little bit of everything. So I trained in American. I'm trained in, I guess you could say, the Japanese strong style, because I am a hard-hitting bitch. I trained in Lucha Libre and, of course, hardcore. You know, I have a little experience in everything, which is what I want, which is exactly what I wanted to do.
That is all right. That's good. How long you had been doing the gothic gimmick?
Since the beginning, since I was managing, because I started managing in September of 2007, and like I'm personally not gothic, just so everybody knows me, like my real actual, like I'm totally nothing like what you see on those pictures or in promo videos or in the ring. I'm actually just your casual girl. I'm mellow. I can be a bit wild and loud, but I'm a positive, fun person. I can be a bitch when my buttons are pushed, but that's just anybody. That's just anybody in general. But I am a very positive, cool person. I love to laugh. I love to, you know, well, not necessarily be the center of attention, but I do like to make people laugh. That's like my goal, is to make people laugh, even if it's making fun of myself. So, but yeah, I actually forgot, what was your question?
Yeah, basically it's a lot of followers for a lot of gothic gimmicks in wrestling.
Oh yeah, that's right, the gothic gimmick. Yeah, well, there, you know what, there is, like, I get a lot of people hitting me up telling me how beautiful I look and whatnot, and the gimmick, the look, my first look that I was trying to go for was the whole Morticia look, the long hair, what the one-layered long hair, the dark eyes, the red lips. And then I just slowly started doing different stuff with the look. Start makeup started to get darker. You know, the hair started to get bigger. I started doing my hair more like Shelly Martinez because, you know, she is an inspiration slash idol of mine. So I started to do my hair more like her. I just started doing my hair different things, started dressing up a little more. I feel really comfortable in the whole gothic thing. It's that alter ego, I guess you can say, and it's fun. I mean, it does get a lot of attention. I do get a lot of attention because of it, but it's really not me. So I'm sorry, you guys. Sorry to disappoint you guys. but it's all just a gimmick. I'm really, really not a vampire chick. I just love vampires.
Yes. Do you have aspirations of going to the big companies, WWE, TNA, or Ring of Honor?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Since I'm transgendered, you know, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not even going to sit here and be delusional and just sit here and hope and wish that one day I'll get signed. We all know it's not going to happen. We all know it will never happen, at least not now. WWE is most definitely not ready for something like me. And if they were, I'm not going to be made fun of on national TV. I want to be taken serious. I don't want to just be another Santino gimmick. I work too damn fucking hard, you know. I work too damn hard. I've lost so much time with my family. I've lost so much time with my friends. And to just be made fun of every week, no, it's not what I want. As for TNA, I would most definitely love to, but their network is not going to allow it to happen. You know, it is a man-dominated network. It's by TV, and I highly doubt that they're going to allow a transgender girl on national TV, you know, when their audience are nothing but men, and those men are gonna fucking call and start complaining to the network. You know, why is there a fucking he/she on my screen? And you know, it's just gonna be a big thing. And that's something that happened with another company that's actually based out here in Hollywood that I was trying to get into, because a lot of my Santino family, you know, they're at this show, you know, every month, and I was actually trying to get on the show, which I got on the show. I didn't make it, though. I didn't go to the – I ended up staying home. It was a little too far. It was actually like 3 hours away, and it just didn't end up being worth it. Then I heard, like, that I wasn't going to wrestle because they don't allow men-on-woman violence, which, in my opinion, is discrimination because I am a woman, point blank, regardless of transgender or whatnot. I define myself as a woman. I feel myself as a woman, I work as a woman, and I wrestle nothing but women. So for people telling me, two different sources told me that this company would not book me as a female talent because I'm transgendered and because their network will not allow whatnot. In my opinion, it's discrimination. Fuck that company. Fuck who runs that company and kiss my ass. That's fucked up, point blank. I would totally say the company's name, but I am not even going to go there because my boys work there, and I don't want to ruin it for them. A lot of talent gets to work there. So, you know, I'm all about places to work for people, and I don't want to fuck it up for anybody. So that's just that's fucked up story, you know, and it's not the first or last time that's going to end up happening to me. But, I personally was really, really bothered and hurt by it because it's a Southern California company and I'm a Southern California girl, and that's just it. So if you're listening to this, to that person running that company, that's fucked up, and that's just that, point blank, you know?
Right.
Life goes on, and I'm still working. I'm having a good time, and I'm doing what I'm doing. And hey now! but I mean, I don't think I'll be in WWE. I don't think I'll be in TNA. As for ROH, I would love to, but I don't think I'm even at that level. You know, those people on ROH, those wrestlers on ROH are freaking badass, hands down.
Right.
I would love to.
Sorry to tell you that we almost out of time.
That's fine.
one more minute. Do you have any thing to plug?
You know what? Go ahead, Twitter me at Bloody Vixen. That's just Bloody Vixen, at Bloody Vixen. You can end up finding my Facebook through my Twitter, and that's just it. Like I said, TantinoBros.net. And if you guys want to book me, you guys can book me at Amanda Live at TantinoBros.net. And there you go. There you go. Thank you for having me, by the way. Thank you so much.
It's been an honor. You can come back anytime.
Awesome. Sounds good. Sounds good.
That was Amanda, the Bloodthirsty Vixen. Yeah, we about to call it another episode of Wrestling It Factor. You can check out the archives at Blog Talk Radio and Wrestling It Factor for this episode, or our wrestling group page on Facebook, Wrestling It Factor, for recent episodes and links. Yeah, this is Wayne Benitez, yeah, signing off. Later.
Counterfeit, normal motherfuckers so proud of the innocence. Forever in this bitch, fucking with the dead, with invisible X's in the middle of our forehead. What would you call her? Acting like you don't know in the midst of the twisted serial killing juggalos. We stay different. I guess different minds think alike. We the children of the night. What? You don't wanna fight.
That's right.
Cause if it gets this way, and this will be more than feelings hurt up in here tonight.
Yeah.
What it's like when you're fucking with us, and then you get fucked up, and shit is oh so serious. Don't even speak on us. Now I know that everyone got their own personal reason for hating us.
Hey.
But I don't care, bitch, shut the fuck up. Try strange, deranged, divine, and different.
I'm different.
I'm not like you.
I'm
like you.
I'm
like fucking with you.
I'm different.
I come from the dark side.
I'm different.
I've seen the dead come alive.
I'm different.
Of the world cause of my act. The trips out rap and the bug that's contact.
What?
Not normal, nothing in comparison. Stop running, bitch, you's embarrassing.
Oh.
Separated from the rest at birth, and the blood in my face is cursed.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the earth, represented by killers and juggalos, and all that don't know to die like some dumb hoes.
Yeah.
My contagious mind stays fresh, quicker than the cold in most states, and I hope you both hate.
Hater.
Can't stop what you can't see. I'm slipping in through your back, though, tying up your family. Unexpected and unexpected. I'm underground.
Midnight.
People gonna talk the talk, but I'ma walk the walk and even drawn and talk, bitch.
I'm not like you.
I'm not like you.
I'm
like fucking with you.
I
come from the dark side. Like the 50-pack smoking bud token from Twisted.
I'm different.
Like I'm segregated. No, hold up, fuck that. A better word is play, I hate it.
Different.
Cause it's so for real. And if you come with weak shit, the acts are weird. I said,
different.
You can see it in my soul. I'm different cause I'm twisted for life with juggalos.
We walk through walls, sleep with the bats. Been to heaven and hell and still can't relax.
I'm different.
At least my mama called me strange. Said that I would be dangerous if I was given a brain. I'm a serial killer, that's what I amounted to be. And there's more than a thin line between you and me. I live behind the mirror and I'm every bad dream. So believe what you heard and see, cause it's different.
I'm not like you.
I'm like you.
I'm like fucking with you.
I come from the dark side.
Come alive.